Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernol. The City of Richland Center's monthly large item pickup is this Monday. Residents are reminded to have eligible items at the curb by 6 a.m. Monday. Crews will begin collection Monday and continue citywide until complete. Please note, this is not a multi-pass pickup. Once crews have completed an area, they will not return later in the week. Pickup guidelines, maximum of 5 items per address. Items must be under 50 pounds and manageable by one person. No Freon appliances, yard waste, tires, hazardous waste, or construction debris. Items that exceed these limits or contain prohibited materials will not be collected. Residents with additional or oversized items can contact Republic Services directly to arrange a special pickup at resident cost or transport items to their Boscobel facility. The city appreciates residents' cooperation in helping keep Richland Center clean and safe. In Richland Center, the upcoming General Government Committee meeting will focus on several critical administrative matters, starting with reviews and recommendations concerning city agreements and service contracts. The committee is set to examine potential amendments to the intergovernmental agreement with Richland County regarding the operation of the Simons Recreation Complex. Additionally, the committee will deliberate on the future of the city's participation in the Shared Ride Taxi Program. This discussion will cover essential topics such as the continuation of services, potential adjustments to fare structures, and various contract options available to the city. In addition to these contractual items, the committee will address proposed updates to the council rules. Specifically, members will consider an amendment to Appendix A, which would formally designate the mayor as a non-voting ex officio member of the General Government Committee. These discussions aim to refine both operational partnerships and internal governance procedures for the City of Richland Center. On Wednesday, June 24th, the Richland School District Board of Education will hold its regular meeting at 7 p.m. in the Richland Center High School IMC. Attendees can look forward to a variety of reports, including updates from board members and the student council. The agenda also features the end-of-year achievement gap reduction report and the STING CCLC report. Financial oversight remains a priority, with the business official delivering a report followed by the approval of the statement of cash and invoices alongside the designation of the general fund balance. A comprehensive consent agenda is scheduled, covering various personnel items such as hiring for teacher positions in early childhood, family and consumer science, cross-categorical education and English language arts, as well as summer school staffing and resignations. This section also includes gift approvals, substitute rates, food service pricing, and open enrollment requests. Following agenda approval, the board will transition into information and discussion items, including a review of district vacancies and appointments, the foundation financial report, the quarter four discipline report, and an update on referendum projects. The final portion of the meeting will focus on action items such as naming the Alt-Ed off-campus program, adding an early literacy coach, hiring for that position, and addressing referendum budget events. The meeting will conclude with the presentation of the strategic framework from the meeting committee before adjournment. The Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee is scheduled to convene Monday, June 22nd at 5 p.m. in the Richland County Boardroom. The committee will address several key agenda items, starting with a discussion and potential action regarding the transfer of the LWCF grant and property to the Richland School District. Additionally, the committee plans to review the Comprehensive Facility Improvement Plan, evaluate current county land assets, and explore potential new revenue sources. Finally, the session will include a review of both mandatory and non-mandatory services provided by the county. This meeting is open to the public. A driver was charged with following a UTV rollover in Columbia County. Local authorities are investigating a serious UTV crash that occurred Thursday evening, which left two people hospitalized and resulted in criminal charges against the operator. The incident took place on Wells Road near County Trunk J. where a 50-year-old male from Poinette was traveling eastbound at a high rate of speed before his vehicle left the roadway and overturned in a ditch. Witnesses at the scene played a critical role in the immediate aftermath of the accident. Several citizens stopped to provide assistance, using a tow strap to upright the overturned vehicle and free the driver, who had been pinned inside and was unconscious. First responders arrived shortly thereafter to provide emergency medical care to both the driver and a passenger, both of whom were subsequently transported to a local hospital for further treatment. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office has indicated that alcohol appears to be a primary factor in the collision. As a result of the preliminary investigation, the driver has been charged with operating while intoxicated, causing injury. While the roadway remained closed for over an hour to allow for a thorough examination of the scene, officials noted that the investigation into the specific circumstances of the crash is ongoing. Authorities also used the occasion to remind the public of the dangers associated with impaired driving on designated UTV and ATV routes. Governor Tony Evers has announced 8 new appointments to the Commutation Advisory Board, marking the first time since former Governor Tommy Thompson's administration that Wisconsin has utilized a formal commutation process. This initiative, established through executive orders, aims to reform the state's criminal justice system by providing a path for sentence reductions for incarcerated individuals who demonstrate significant personal growth and accountability. Unlike the pardon process, which restores rights after a sentence is completed, the commutation process offers a second chance to those currently serving sentences, excluding those convicted of specific serious offenses such as sexual assault or child abuse. The newly appointed board members bring diverse expertise in law, policing, and advocacy. The group includes former Judge Marianne Sumi, attorney David Meany, re-entry advocate Jerome Dillard, and former Madison Police Chief Noble Ray. They are joined by criminal defense expert Kathy Byrne Stilling, clinical professor Jonathan Scharrer, advocate Jerry Siegel, and policy analyst Kat Cosmo. These members will serve alongside board chair Mel Barnes and vice chair Cindy O'Donnell. The board is scheduled to begin meeting this summer to review applications and provide non-binding recommendations to the governor, rewarding rehabilitation and encouraging individuals to become productive members of their communities. The public is invited to Frank's Hill to observe the setting sun on the summer solstice. The official start of summer will occur tomorrow at 3:24 a.m., so the first official summer sunset will be that evening. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation will provide a guided tour of the Effigy Mound Group. Participants are encouraged to arrive by 7:30 p.m. to have time to walk around the mounds and should be there by 8 p.m. to enjoy the sunset. Those attending should bring chairs or blankets, insect repellent, and their own food and beverages. Also, feel free to bring a telescope or good set of binoculars for stargazing following the sunset and a camera. Directions to Frank's Hill: from the north end of the Muscadet Bridge at the intersection, turn west on Highway 60. Drive 2 miles and turn north on State Highway 193. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road. Walk to the top of the hill. For questions regarding the event, call Mark Cupp at 608-739-2179. Car enthusiasts and families can enjoy a great time when Wizards of Rod's Fun Run number 45 continues today and tomorrow at the Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's. Today is Dress Vintage Fun Day. Free NSRA vehicle inspections start at 9 o'clock. There will be a silent auction from 9 until 2. Games will be held from 10 until noon. A pin-up beauty pageant starts at 1, followed by the Little Miss Wizard contest and a men's beard contest. A poker run starts at 3:30. Bring a dish to pass for the potluck dinner at the log cabin at 6. Also at dusk, there will be flame-throwing vehicles. Tomorrow will be show shine display day and vote day. There will be a car show that adults can enter, and for the kids, there will be a pedal car, stroller, wagon, and bike show. Registration for both shows will be from 9 until 11:30. Awards for both competitions will be handed out at 2:30. Terry Filion is an organizer of the event.
We have 25 trophies, and that's the top 25 that our members select from the group of people that are there. And then from that, we have the pre and post 1945, and then we'll have one for the kids The kids can bring in a bicycle, a wagon, a stroller, anything, and they have their own little show that they can put on the stage. They like getting to be a part of it.
There will also be a DJ and food trucks during the Wizards of Rod's Fun Run number 45 today and tomorrow at Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's. You can find more information at the Village of Warren's website and on the Wizards of Rod's Facebook page.